CD 2. Chapter 7. The Writer's Life. This novel was the closest to Dickens' own life. It is told by the character of David Copperfield. Dickens' next novel, Dombey and Son, was about a proud businessman. The rich character Paul Dombey thinks that his son will continue the family name. He does not have time for his loving daughter, Florence. By the end of the book, Dombey has learned a hard lesson about life and family. Dombey and Son was published in 20 monthly parts. But, for the first time, Dickens wrote notes, carefully planning the story. Again, the city of London is like a character in the novel. Dickens wrote about the city like no other writer, with both love and hate. At about this time, the city's new railway stations were built. Dickens understood how important these stations were. In Dombey and Son, the railway is a sign of the new face of the city. While he was abroad, Dickens was not just thinking about his next book. He was thinking about his own past, and he began to write about it. Back in England, he told a friend, John Forster, about his time at the boot polish factory. He and Forster talked more about Dickens' past. Dickens' older sister, Fanny, died in 1848, and perhaps this also brought more painful memories of the past. He continued to write about his own life. He showed these notes to Catherine. In her opinion, they were too honest in their description of Dickens' parents. She thought that he should not publish family secrets like this. Dickens listened to Catherine this time, but he did not throw the work away. He put much of it into his next novel, David Copperfield. Again, the title was the name of the main character. This story was the closest to Dickens' own life, and it is told by the character of David Copperfield. David is born in the country. Like Dickens, he is born on a Friday. Some people say this is unlucky. David's father has been dead for 6 months. His father's aunt, Miss Betsy Trotwood, arrives for the birth. She is surprised that the baby is not a girl. She hits the doctor and leaves the house. Later, David's mother marries a second husband. This man, Edward Murdstone, does not like David, and he is very unkind to him. He sends David away to a terrible school. Here, the boy has to wear a sign around his neck. He bites. The school's headmaster, Creakle, joins Wackford Squeers in Dickens' list of terrible teachers. But soon, conditions get worse for David. His mother dies when he is 9. Then, Murdstone sends him to work in a bottle factory in London. Of course, Dickens was remembering his own time at the boot polish factory. In London, David lives with the Micawbers. This family never have enough money. Great Dickens characters, Mr. and Mrs. Micawber. Dickens writes that there is no more hair on Mr. Wilkins Micawber's head than on an egg. Micawber tries to dress well, but his clothes are old. He enjoys the sound of his own voice. He always spends more money than he has. He lives in hope that something good will happen. But he cannot keep a job, and at one point in the story is sent to a debtor's prison. Of course, the character of Mr. Micawber is very similar to Dickens' father, John Dickens. Micawber's wife, Emma, is a thin woman who is always feeding a baby. She strongly believes in her husband. She suffers from the family's continuing money problems, but will never leave him. There is very possibly something of Dickens' mother in Mrs. Micawber too. Dickens poured all his own unhappy memories into this part of the book. But life is even worse for David Copperfield than for the young Charles Dickens. Nobody takes Copperfield away from the bottle factory, so he decides to run away. And so he begins his long, hard walk to Dover, on the south coast of England. This is where his father's aunt, Miss Betsy Trotwood, lives. On the way, David is robbed. When he arrives in Dover, he has nothing. He is tired, hungry, and thirsty. I am David Copperfield, from David Copperfield. I went into a little shop and asked about Miss Trotwood. A young woman in the shop turned around quickly.
"I work for Miss Trotwood," she said. "What do you want with her?"
"I want to speak to her," I replied. The woman looked me up and down.
"You want to ask her for money," she said.
"No." But her words were true. I had nothing. I was here to ask my father's aunt for money. My face became red. I followed the young woman to a little house. The front garden was full of flowers.
"This is Miss Trotwood's house," said the woman.
Then she went inside, leaving me at the garden gate. My legs were shaking. I looked terrible. My shoes had holes in them, and my clothes were dirty. Suddenly, I saw a face at the window. It was an old man with grey hair. He was laughing at me. Then the door opened and Miss Betsy Trotwood came out. She was wearing gardening clothes and she had a knife in one hand.
"Go away," she shouted without looking at me. "No boys here."
But I did not leave.
"Please," I began.
Miss Trotwood looked up.
"Please, aunt," I said.
She was very surprised.
"What?"
"Please," I continued. "I am David Copperfield." Miss Trotwood opened her mouth in surprise and sat down on the garden path. We learn that the man at the window is called Mr. Dick. He lives in Miss Trotwood's house. Both of them are kind to David. When Mr. Murdstone and his unpleasant sister try to take David, Miss Trotwood sends them away. The novel is full of wonderful characters. Some of them are kind and good, and some, like Murdstone and the terrible office worker Uriah Heep, are very, very bad. David marries Dora Spenlow, but she dies. Then he finally realises that he has always loved another woman, Agnes. The two are happily married. Of course, David Copperfield is a story, but a lot of it is similar to Dickens' own life. Their names have the same first letters, DC and CD. Dickens was very surprised when a friend told him this. The character moves from the country to London. The characters of Mr. and Mrs. Micawber are similar to Dickens' parents. David Copperfield has to work in a factory in London. He is as unhappy there as Dickens was in the polish factory. David's love for Dora Spenlow is like Dickens' love for Maria Beadnell. Dickens' description of Dora is very similar to Maria. When he wrote Dora's death scene, Perhaps he was thinking again about the death of Mary Hogarth. The adult David Copperfield becomes a writer. Perhaps because it was so close to his own life, Dickens later called David Copperfield his favourite son. Many readers agreed with him, and David Copperfield is still one of the most popular of Dickens' novels.